bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Alec Murdaugh, what does the future hold for this gentleman? And I want to preface the story we're about to get into as I am not sticking up for Alec Murdaugh. I am asking you to have an open mind because the possibility of a Alec Murdaugh retrial is very real because of the whole Becky Hill stuff. And there's some other things too. But with that being said, if Alec Murdaugh were to go to trial again and the financial crimes were not part of the story, would they convict him? Would it be enough on its own? It's a tough question, and it's one a lot of people don't want to answer simply based on emotion. Of course they would. He's horrible. He did this. It's great. Yes, there's a lot of people that do a lot of horrible things, but because the horrible things over here that they did don't necessarily equal the horrible thing over here that someone is accused of, and I'm not saying he didn't kill his family. I think the odds are probably did, but in a court of law, you have to prove it. You have to go beyond a reasonable doubt. And if you take the emotion out of it, if you take the financial weight of all of the crimes that the jury heard about out of the equation and all that extra weight that was on that scale, if you remove all of that and you just try him on the facts of the murder, I don't know. I don't know that you can do it. Or can you? Again, that's not an opinion of do I think he did it or not. It's an opinion of do I think you can prove it or not in a court of law. Let's go through this, okay? And let's just have an open mind. Take the emotion out of it for a moment and just think. Just think about if you were a juror, how you would be perceiving this, assuming you don't know a ton about Alec Murdaugh. Where do those weights fall on the scale of justice? Take the emotion off for a moment. Take a breath. There's a lot of people going, of course, blah, 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 steaming. Yeah. Doesn't make for good decision-making, does it? Let's take a breath. Alec Murdaugh is guilty of a lot of things. He definitely is. Tell me your thoughts in the comment section as we go through this. And not just, he's guilty. Okay. Think. Use your brain. Like I said, Alec Murdaugh is guilty of a lot of things. Stealing from the vulnerable, lying to clients, looting his own family's legacy. Like it was a cash machine, basically. And he owned the pin. But none of those financial crimes, no matter how grotesque, prove that he murdered his wife and son. That's the line we're going to walk today. The one that nobody seems comfortable standing on. Because it's easier to hate a villain than to question whether the evidence actually fits the crime. It's easier to point to the monster and say, of course he did it. Of course. Than to admit the evidence might not clear the bar that we claim to believe in. It's a hard reality, but it's there. And I don't know about you, but I enjoy living in reality on reality's terms. I don't like to gunk it up with a bunch of emotions and shit that are going to cloud my view of what reality is. We all have them, but at the end of the day, if we'd like to be responsible grown-ups, adults, you need to look through a clearer prism and take some of the emotion out of it. In March of 2023, a jury in South Carolina convicted Alec Murdaugh of killing his wife, Maggie, and his two-year-old son, Paul, at their Moselle property. It was the fall of a dynasty, a story tailor-made for Netflix docuseries, and there's been a lot of them. The privileged Southern lawyer, the multi-generational power, the opioid addiction, the hidden debts, the web of lies, the story writes itself. I mean, he literally changed his story on the stand. But stories are not verdicts. Facts are. And when you strip away the sensationalism, the legacy, and most importantly, the money, the case looks very different. Let's start with what the prosecution actually had. The entire murder case hinged on a single thread. Alec's voice caught on Paul's cell phone in the dog kennels just minutes before the murders. That short video was the atom bomb in the state's argument. Before it surfaced, Alec swore he wasn't there. He said he was visiting his mother. He said he came home later to find the worst scene imaginable. But then came the video. Paul's phone, the sound of a dog, and Alec's unmistakable voice. The lie about not being there shattered everything else. Suddenly, the defense timeline collapsed. But here's the thing. Lying about your whereabouts doesn't automatically make you a murderer. It makes you dishonest. We already knew that. Suspicious, maybe panicked. It doesn't prove you pulled a trigger. From there, the prosecution built a mosaic that looked convincingly real at first. Alec's SUV accelerating after the murders, shell casings at the scene that matched ammunition used with a family rifle, phone data suggesting movement inconsistent with his story, inconsistencies about what he did when he found the bodies, all of it formed what prosecutors call a web of deception. But webs can be sticky without being solid. What the state didn't have was just as important as what they did. No murder weapon was ever recovered. No blood spatter or DNA placed Alec Murdaugh at the point of firing. No eyewitness, no confession. The crime scene itself was chaotic, contaminated, and emotionally charged. Investigators never found gunshot residue that conclusively tied him to a weapon. If there were any other defendants, someone without the family name, without the carnival of corruption orbiting him, would that have been enough to convict? It's a fair question. That's a very uncomfortable question, because Alec Murdaugh wasn't just a defendant. He was a symbol, the face of generational privilege gone rotten. A walking headline for every small town scandal where money and influence insulated people from accountability. And we all know those people, and we all hate them, and we all have this vitriol of you should go down for the shit that you've done. And he certainly has, for the financial crimes and for these murders as well.
But did we throw away the evil Rosemary's baby with the bathwater? Essentially, is kind of what I'm asking. At the end, does it matter? Will he be away forever? Yes. Should he be? Yes. But I like to look back at things as clearly as possible. When the public saw him, they didn't see reasonable doubt. They saw payback, the fall of the untouchable class. The prosecution knew that, and they leaned into it. Their motive wasn't jealousy, rage, or even greed. It was exposure. They said Alec killed Maggie and Paul to distract from his impending financial collapse, the looming discovery of years of theft from clients and his law firm. That was their hook. The walls were closing in, the legacy was crumbling, and he executed his own family to buy sympathy and time. Like the ultimate crazy shit one could do, to buy sympathy and time. I mean, it's quite a narcissistic move, and Alec Murdaugh is quite the narcissist. It is a chilling theory. It's also one that depends almost entirely on his financial crimes to make sense. Remove that context and you're left with a man who lied about being at the kennels and acted strangely afterward. It's a far cry from beyond a reasonable doubt. Let's talk about the forensic side, because this is where the case either holds up or falls apart. The shell casings found near Maggie's body were consistent with ammunition used in the 300 blackout rifle owned by the family, but the rifle itself never found. There was speculation that it had been lost, stolen, or disposed of. The lack of murder weapon left the prosecutors to argue circumstantial probability. They couldn't tie a specific gun to the bullets. They could only tie the bullets to a type of gun the Murdaughs owned, and they owned lots of guns. That's not ironclad. It wasn't, well, they have the one gun, or they had the one gun, and that one gun is now missing. They had a freaking arsenal. Gunshot residue tests didn't help much either. Trace amounts were found on Alec's hands and clothes, but residue can transfer easily, especially in environments where guns are regularly handled, which this was one of them. The kennel area had animals, equipment, and firearms. Even the defense's own expert witness acknowledged how unreliable GSR is as a standalone indicator. And while the state's case focused on the timing, the tight window between the last kennel video and Alec's 911 call, there is still ambiguity. What we know, the murders happened fast. We don't know exactly when. The defense pointed to all of this. They said, show us the weapon. Show us the forensics. Show us something more than suspicion. What we got instead was an avalanche of moral outrage, because every time jurors heard the name Murdaugh, they weren't just hearing defendant. They were hearing corruption, opioids, embezzlement, lies, every bit of financial criminality. Though technically separate, seeped into their perception of his guilt. It's what's called spillover prejudice. The idea that once a jury decides someone is capable of monstrous behavior, they'll assume all accusations are true. It's easy to fall into that. Emotionally, as human beings, it's how we are wired. We want to fill in the blanks. Even the prosecution admitted that their case relied heavily on character and motive. They needed jurors to believe that a man who could steal from grieving families could also slaughter his own. But that's emotional logic, not forensic logic. We tried every defendant that way, our prisons would overflow with the morally repugnant and the merely unlikable. Then there's the matter of alternative possibilities. The defense raised the issue of other potential suspects, people tied to drugs, to Paul's infamous boat crash case, to angry locals who had reason to target the Murdaugh family, and there was a lot of them. Those threads were never fully explored. Prosecutors dismissed them as distractions. But if you remove the financial motive, those possibilities suddenly carry a bit more weight. And back to the video. The kennel clip that prosecutors called the smoking gun. Alec lied about being there? Yes. But lying about being at the scene isn't unique to the guilty. It's also a hallmark of people in shock, addicts hiding behavior, or men terrified that their entire world is collapsing. He may have been at the kennels minutes before. He may have left, panicked, and returned to a scene he couldn't process. That's not proof of murder. That's proof of chaos. And chaos is exactly what surrounded his life at that time. When the jury deliberated, it took them less than 3 hours to convict. 3 hours for a double murder case without direct evidence. That speed says something, not necessarily about clarity, but about certainty. They were certain Alec Murdaugh was guilty of something. The specifics didn't matter anymore. The financial crimes and the murders had fused into one moral equation. Bad man equals killer. That's where the South Carolina Supreme Court now steps in. His attorneys, Dick Harpootalin and Jim Griffin, have argued that the trial was comprised not just by prejudicial evidence, but by potential jury tampering. The now infamous Colleton County Clerk of Court, Becky Hill, stands accused of improperly influencing jurors, allegedly commenting on the case, guiding deliberations, creating a courtroom atmosphere that wasn't neutral. Harpootalin summed it up perfectly. The legal standard isn't whether she changed votes, it's whether she tried. That's the federal threshold for misconduct. If the Supreme Court grants a new trial, it'll be because the integrity of the process, not necessarily the evidence, was in question. That's the irony. We might get a retrial not because Alec Murdaugh is innocent, but because the system may have been too sure of his guilt and acting improperly. You have a juror that says, yes, Becky Hill influenced my verdict. And as it stands right now, the judge that punted it down the road said that that doesn't matter. Well, guess what? It should. It should for any case. If someone's trying to actively influence the jury that works in the courthouse, the clerk of court, and she's successful at changing just one mind, I'm sorry, we can't have that. That should be an automatic retrial. Do you want to be mad at somebody? Be mad at the system. Be mad at the system for screwing up what otherwise should have been a sure argument. We won't be having this conversation had Becky Hill not opened her yap. Meanwhile, the state's top prosecutor, Creighton Waters, has remained unshaken. He said publicly that this is just how the process works. Everyone gets their day in court and everyone gets their appeal. Yes, they do. He's confident the conviction will stand, and maybe it will. Maybe the forensic ambiguity doesn't outweigh the cumulative picture of deceit, but confidence isn't proof and certainty isn't justice. Let's walk through what the evidence for guilt actually looks like. When you strip away the money, he was present minutes before the murders. He lied about being there. His vehicle data suggests unusual movement after. His story about the timeline doesn't perfectly align. The bullets matched a gun type his family owned. But remember, they owned a lot of guns, an arsenal, a small army full of weaponry. That's the state's core. Now, the evidence for innocence, again, without the financial backdrop, no weapon, no eyewitness, no confession, no direct forensic tie, potential alternative suspects with motive. It's not the profile of a clean conviction. That's a profile of a case built on narrative momentum. So why was the motive, his financial implosion, so effective? Because it filled the emotional void. Humans need reasons for horror. We can't tolerate senselessness. No. The idea that a respected lawyer might implode under pressure of exposure and kill his family to stall his reckoning felt plausible because it followed the arc of greed and downfall. It made emotional sense, and it may be the reality of this case. But emotional sense isn't the same as factual proof. That's why the defense keeps hammering this point. Alec Murdaugh's thefts, his lies, his betrayals, they make him despicable. Not necessarily deadly. As Harpootalin said, he's a horrible person for stealing from people who need that money. But that doesn't mean he killed his wife and son. That's not sympathy. It is logic. It's harsh logic, one that we don't want to hear, one that sounds icky, one that goes, how could you say that? Because he said, yeah, because it's true. You can hate the man and still question the case. And that's what makes this so polarizing, because in today's true crime saturated world, outrage moves faster than nuance. Once a public narrative takes hold, that's this greedy, addicted lawyer executing his family to buy time. It's almost impossible to unsee it. Every lie becomes confirmation and every inconsistency becomes guilt. We build a story that feels right and assume the evidence must back it up. But imagine the same evidence with a different defendant. No dynasty, no name, no financial scandal. Would we convict on this? It's a good question. We call it circumstantial. We'd say the timeline's too tight, the forensics too thin, the motive unclear. The only difference here is reputation. The bigger they are, the harder we want them to fall. If the Supreme Court grants a retrial, the state will face a tougher climb a second time. Without the element of surprise from the Kennel video, without the tidal wave of public disgust, they'll have to build a case on evidence, not emotion. And if they can't, the story may change from justice served to justice rushed. That doesn't mean Alec Murdaugh is innocent. It means our standard of proof is supposed to be higher than disgust. The justice system isn't designed to confirm our feelings. It's designed to test our evidence. And that's the line too many people blurred when this trial turned into a national spectacle. Here's what still bothers me. In the court of public opinion, Alec Murdaugh was already guilty before the first witness took the stand. The media's coverage of his financial crimes primed everyone to believe that murder was just another extension of his depravity. And it might be. That's not how trials are supposed to work. A jury's supposed to weigh facts, not folklore. But once the narrative fuses with identity, you can't separate them. He stopped being Alec Murdaugh defendant, and he became Alec Murdaugh symbol of everything wrong with Southern privilege. Well, the media presented every angle on this, including us. But at the end of the day, it's you that has the ability to reason, to think, to take the facts and place them where you want to put them. It's every individual's duty to do that if you care about a case, especially if you're on the jury. That's the responsibility of the person who's consuming the information. It's not the responsibility of media to tell you, here's where you should put this in your brain and here's where you should put that in your brain. We present, you decide. And if one's decision-making process is not all that good, it's a little skewed onto emotion, which I'd say probably 99% of the population is how they think, including myself in many, many cases. But it's each individual's responsibility to take that moment to go, deep breath. Let's take a step back and look at this and take the emotion, take the narrative, take whatever preconceived BS we've gone through in our own lives and want to attach it to Alec Murdaugh as a symbol of that, as a representation of it, and take that down. That's up to each and every one of us to do that accurately and responsibly. And just because it feels good doesn't mean it's right. You can despise that privilege, and I do, without letting it rewrite what the burden of proof should mean. Beyond a reasonable doubt doesn't mean beyond dislike. It means the evidence has to eliminate rational alternatives. And this case, stripped of the money, doesn't do that cleanly. So where does it leave us? With a man rotting in prison, appealing for a new trial, and a state determined to defend its conviction. But it also leaves us with a bigger question. Did the system convict a murderer, or did it convict a monster it already hated? Because there is a difference. Once one delivers justice, the other delivers closure that feels like justice. and lets an actual monster, murderous monster, be free because we feel better that we got this monster over here and we're going to pretend this monster over here doesn't exist. When the decision comes down from the South Carolina Supreme Court, it's going to tell us more than whether Alec Murdaugh gets a new trial. It's going to tell us whether our justice system can separate who someone is from what they did, whether we can still draw that line when emotion, scandal, and disgust all blur it beyond recognition. Alec Murdaugh is guilty of being a predator in a courtroom, a fraud in a suit, a liar to people who trusted him. But guilt in one realm doesn't automatically transfer to another. If we start collapsing those boundaries, if we start deciding that moral rot equals murder, we've replaced justice with vengeance. And vengeance doesn't need proof. It just needs a villain. So the next time someone says, "Of course he did it. Look at all the other things he's done." Remember this. The system isn't built to punish patterns. It's built to test facts, and we can still tell the difference that maybe the next Alec Murdaugh isn't a wealthy lawyer at all. Maybe it's someone with less power, fewer resources, and no camera in the courtroom. Someone who won't stand a chance once the crowd decides what feels right. That is why this case matters. Not because Alec Murdaugh deserves sympathy. He doesn't. But because the truth deserves precision, even when the defendant deserves none. The moment we start convicting people for who they are instead of what can be proven, we stop being a system of laws and start being a system of moods. And that's a real tragedy of the Murdaugh story. Not just the blood at Moselle, not just the broken family or the stolen millions, but the quiet erosion of a standard that's supposed to protect even the worst among us. Because if it doesn't protect him, it won't protect you either. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski to find us there. Make that same search wherever you get podcasts. And please do hit subscribe. Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. Do it right now. If you're wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, press the subscribe button. We do greatly appreciate that. Hope I made you think. That's the goal. Just think. It makes you a better person at the end of the day. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.